Hi, everyone. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
Authors of See You at the Campground, a guide to discovering community, connection, and a happier family in the great outdoors.
10 years ago, we bought a pop-up camper that changed our lives and introduced us to the joys of RV travel.
Join us now as we talk about where to camp, what gear to bring, and the best food to cook.
We'll also keep you dialed in with the latest RV innovations for people in the know.
Pull up a chair and join us around the digital campfire.
This is the RV Atlas. Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of the RV Atlas. Now, for a lot of us in the Northeast and some parts of the country, camping season is ending. It is literally right around that time where most campgrounds close. Now, traditionally for us here at the RV Atlas and for a lot of our listeners, that means it's time to start planning next year's trips, which is a fun way to get through the winter. And it's also a necessity because of how crowded campgrounds are getting, quite frankly. So today's post is, or today's podcast, is a trip planning podcast. It's giving you some ideas for some great campgrounds for next summer for dog owners. So today we're talking RVing with dogs, 8 campgrounds with awesome puppy parks. So these are campgrounds that are just like above and beyond the rest when it comes to being really dog friendly, really fun for dogs. And this is based on a post I did for Go RVing. So I will link to that in the show notes, and there will be pictures of all the dog parks and all the campgrounds and even more information than we give you here. Now, Stephanie, we love camping with Maggie. There's no way around it.
Oh, yeah. She's just the perfect camping dog. We really lucked out with her. She's happy lying around in the camper doing absolutely nothing or going hiking and going to the beach and everything. She loves the beach. It's ridiculous how much she loves the beach. The funny thing with Maggie is she's not a dog park dog.
That is so true.
Like,
yeah.
She has like no interest, first of all, in playing with other dogs. She's like, whatever. And like, if you bring her to a dog park, she'll just kind of like look at you because she wants to walk. She wants to go. She wants to like smell, like,
but
she doesn't want to.
That combination where she'll flop on the couch all day, but then also climb to the top of Gorham Mountain in Acadia and like bound to the top.
Yeah.
So she's getting a little bit older on the hikes.
Her age is starting to show in the last,
like, that Lake Placid hike this summer. It was a little tough for her, a lot of scrambling. So we have to rethink a little bit moving forward the hikes we take her on, I think.
Yeah, she just used to be so good at just leaping right up the rocks. So, it's really funny. So actually what works for some dogs, or like what thrills some dogs, may be different than others. Because like, while Maggie has zero interest in like running up ramps at a dog park, any campground on this list that includes like any kind of water or beach, she is so happy because she can be with us while we're there relaxing and everything. So,
true.
You got to know your dog.
It's so funny. You say like she has no interest in like bounding up a dog ramp. Also, like, try throwing a tennis ball or a frisbee to Maggie.
She will not.
She will literally look at you like you're stupid.
Whatever. You could attach like bacon to a ball and she would not go after it.
Yeah. So you're so right. Like, there are some campgrounds on this.
Stupid tricks.
Yeah. Like, there are some campgrounds on this list that are just like not going to impress our dog, but they'll probably impress your dog. And there are others that Maggie loves.
Yeah.
So we're going to give you this list of 8 great campgrounds. But before we do so, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Jayco.
The brand new Jay Feather Micro Series is rugged and ready for adventure, but it's also lightweight and easy to tow. The 5 floor plans in the Micro Series are packed with high-end features like 16-inch Goodyear off-road tires, roof mount solar prep, and pre-wired for an inverter, so you can easily use your 110 outlets even if you're camping off-grid.
And the included 17-inch Blackstone griddle is also a Jayco exclusive. The side Nerf bars and optional roof and bike racks make it easy to bring your bikes and kayaks along to the mountains, the ocean, or the lake, or wherever the open road leads you. The Micro Series has floor plans that are perfect for solo travelers, couples, or families that can't wait for their next great outdoor adventure. To find out more, visit Jayco.com. Jayco, generations of family fun.
All right, let's dive into one of the most legendary. In fact, I would, like, if I were a betting kind of girl, I would probably say that a campground historian out there could dive into the topic and find that Lake George RV Park may have been the first campground in the entire country to lead the way on, like, resort dog facilities. Well, they've had this forever and way before other campgrounds were doing it.
I think you're right. And they're really way ahead of the trend of the RV resort in general.
Well, they were one – that's what I'm saying. Like, they were one of the first, right? It's that it falls into the category of that northeastern, like, summer lake retreat. Like, there's always been that – the Adirondacks y'all might have heard of, like the Catskills, right? These were some of the original summer getaways for people in New York and Philadelphia and everything. So it makes sense that campgrounds also develop sort of resort accommodations in the Northeast first.
And the resort accommodations are for the dogs as well.
Yeah.
So it's called at Lake George RV Park in Lake George, New York, it's called Charlie's Bark Park. It's a 2-acre off-leash recreation area and a beautiful pavilion. There's like a building attached to it.
Yeah,
it's a facility.
Because you can lodge. Right. Because you can like bring your puppies there to be like dog sit if you're going. I think they have lodging there for the dogs. You have like – you can bathe your dogs there. They have like the big areas that you can wash and bathe.
There's a dog spray fountain. They do agility contests so the pups can show off their athleticism and competitive
Maggie
skill.
Maggie would roll her eyes at us and walk away.
Oh, yeah, I know. I know. And there's comfortable seating for the humans, and there's shaded walking trails all within this facility, and it's absolutely immaculate. And to use a cliche, it's like Disney World quality when you look at it. It really,
truly
is. It
looks like something from Fort Wilderness, you know. But that's like, you know, like the dog facilities.
Yeah, and Fort Wilderness doesn't have anything, any great shakes with the dog facilities now that I think about
it. But you could put this up and you could put it in Fort Wilderness and it would make total sense.
It would fit right in.
You'd be like, of course you, this is.
Yeah, and they're really proud of Charlie's Bark Park too. I mean, it really is a key part of the experience at the Lake George RV Park. Now, in the same category,
yes,
is the Normandy Farms Campground in Foxborough, Massachusetts. They have the Freedom Trail Park. So if the dog park is named, that's a sign.
Yeah, right. You just can expect something different. And this, too, has a lot of that. Like I was talking about the ramps and everything. They call it the agility equipment. This has a huge course. Like, I don't know that I ever saw a bigger agility course at a campground for
1.5 acres again.
Oh, my gosh. Do you remember the first time you saw a dog park at a campground and you thought you brought our kids
there?
Oh,
my God.
I just...
Oh my God, Cape Hatteras, KOA.
You brought the kids.
They
to
have,
the
and
dog
honestly,
park.
Maybe they should be on the list. But they had a really big dog park that looks really fun. It's got all kinds of like ramps and toys and stuff. And when the boys are really little,
like
it was like our fourth camping trip ever.
Yeah.
In the pop up, the boys were like one. I was like, hey guys, let's go over to the playground. Opened the door, walked in, and I'm like, there's poopy bags. This is not a playground. But that shows you how fun that dog park looked.
New dad.
My God, I forgot about that too. I'm kind of embarrassed by that.
It just came to mind. Sorry, we're off topic. Okay, Normandy Farms. Back to
Normandy
Farms.
So they have, like Stephanie mentioned, agility equipment, a dog washing area, a drinking fountain. And one thing that's cool here that I think is pretty unique among all the campgrounds we're going to mention, they have a separate fenced-in area for dogs that weigh under 30 pounds, which is pretty cool because if you have a little pup and the big pups are getting a little rough or playing in a really, you know, rambunctious way, your little dog might not want to go in. But here you have an option.
And also they have kenneling services, which is nice because we are outside of Boston at this campground.
And Cape
so,
Cod.
Right, it's like those kinds of places that you might want to take a really long day trip and not just leave your animal in the camper for
right,
that.
Because you're not taking
time.
Your dog into Boston for the day.
Yeah,
right.
Not.
I mean, maybe Cape Cod, you could figure that out. But yeah, so the kennel, I love to see the kenneling services at places like this, particularly where you know that they do them really professionally. They've been doing them for a long time. And the price is very reasonable. All right, the next one. And this falls under the category of ones that Maggie loves, okay?
Yes.
Like Maggie loves it here. So Massey's Landing in Millsboro, Delaware has an awesome, awesome dog park. It's right on their bay beach.
Yes, that's what she loves. So they actually have a regular beach for everybody else. But then right to the side of it, there's this area that's kind of like fenced off into the water, right? So the fence kind of
up
runs
to the water's
up to
edge,
the water.
And not right. even to the water.
So it's not obviously your dog could get out right through the water and go around. So if you have a dog that doesn't like respond to your calls, you may not. This may not be a good option for you. For us, it's great because Maggie stays with us. So we bring her there. She can splash in the water, swim out, come back. she loves a dog park.
And it's huge. So there's lots of a sandy area as well, but the water is the main feature here. So if you have a dog, they will love Massey's Landing. They just get that right. Now, the next campground that's listed here, it's not because of their actual dog park. This is kind of a unique pick. So the Fancy Gap Blue Ridge Parkway KOA in Fancy Gap, Virginia. By the way, beautiful campground. All these campgrounds we're mentioning are awesome campgrounds. I wouldn't put one in here that had a great dog park and wasn't a great campground.
These are great campgrounds that also have great dog parks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, the Fancy Gap KOA, I don't think they have much of a good dog park at all, to be honest with you. I think it's just a tiny little dog park.
They have to have one because it's a KOA. And,
yes.
And KOA does require it, but it's nothing phenomenal.
This is true. But what they have are dog-friendly sites that have huge fenced-in areas behind your rig's parking spot. So it's almost like you're getting a double-sized site. I mean, the regular part of the site is huge. I mean, look at the picture at thervatlas.com. The spot for your RV and your campfire and all that, that's a big, generously sized site. But then there's an entire fenced-in area behind your site that goes into the woods, and they're completely shaded for the dogs, so you don't have to worry about them being out in the heat. I would love to get one of these sites for Maggie with that huge fenced in area. Now, they don't have many of them
now.
Here.
They're so pretty, too.
They're beautiful sites.
She would love it. But we'd have to – the problem is with her is, like, she has to be with us. So we can't, like, put her there and sit in front. She'd go nuts. Like, so we'd have to –
we'd hang out in that part of the site.
We'd have to be, like, in the dog part of the site for her to be happy.
But it's very pleasant.
We actually stayed here before we had Maggie.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
But I was so infatuated with those sites then.
Yeah,
I took pictures of all of them.
And we didn't have her when we were there.
But that was one of my favorite RV trips ever. And I loved Fancy Gap. I loved going to Mount Airy. The Andy Griffith stuff is nearby. Mabry Mill.
The boys were so young, and they remember every bit of that trip.
It was a fun trip.
They remember Mount Airy like soup to nuts.
Yeah, this is the spot to visit that part of the Blue Ridge Parkway, and it's great for the dog owners in the crowd. All right, so the next pick. Now, I have not been here, but I had to include it.
Yeah, I mean, sure. A lot of our listeners have been here. It's been
and they rave about it.
Getting raves. Yes, very unique. So,
Four Paws Kingdom Campground and Dog Retreat in Rutherfordton, North Carolina. This is a campground only for dog owners, and they're humans that are over 18 years old.
Right.
So you have to have a dog to camp here.
You have to, and you can't have any humans under 18. So
you have to have a dog and you can't bring kids.
Yes. So this is all about the fur babies.
It's it's in a lovely section of the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. They say that it's dog dedicated and it's built ground up exclusively for dogs and their adults. So they have off-leash dog parks, an agility park, a fully fenced in swimming pond.
So this is what I was saying before, like with Maggie, we don't have to worry about the dog parks that are at a beach because she won't run away from us. But other people have dogs that need to be fully fenced in all the time. They actually have their pond fully fenced in.
Right.
So if you have one of those dogs that will hightail it off, you can let them swim here and be okay.
And they also have those sites like the Fancy Gap KOA with the fenced in yards at your site. Now, there are people in the RV Atlas group that have gone here and they rave about it. They love it. It's like a really special, special place for them. And I'm not bothered at all by like, you can't bring kids here. Like, I feel like if somebody wants to carve out a niche like that to have a certain environment for humans and their pets,
they can
sounds
make
good.
Money doing that. If there's a audience for anything, then go ahead and make the business for that audience, right?
Okay, so we have three more campgrounds coming up with awesome puppy parks. But before we talk about those last three picks, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Go Power. And I feel like we know the people at Go Power. My guess is there's some dog owners. They're just strike me as those kinds of friendly dog-owning kind of people.
All right, Go Power has been the industry leader for mobile solar systems and solutions since 1996. Their high-quality solar chargers, inverters, controllers, and power accessories offer a durable, dependable, and cost-effective effective solution for your mobile power needs where grid power is inaccessible, unavailable, or unsustainable.
GoPower not only makes the best equipment, they offer the best support. And that's key. If you're getting a solar system, you want to purchase it with a company that's going to help you after the fact. The GoPower support section on their website offers technical support, installation assistance, and answers to frequently asked questions.
Yeah, I really believe that GoPower has the best educational materials. They have a learning center on their website, and I've shared their PDF, like Solar 101 for RVer sizing. I've shared those kinds of educational materials with so many people that have asked me what they should get.
If you want to be an industry leader, you should also provide education around whatever it is you are selling. There's never been a better time to add a GoPower solar system to your RV and hit the open road. And with over 1 million solar panels sold and 25 years of experience, it's kind of obvious to me you should go with GoPower. Visit them at gpelectric.com. Follow them on Instagram at GoPowerSolar. Stephanie, out of all the campgrounds we have visited in a decade of RVing, if I were to put together my top five campgrounds I want to go back to, the campground at James Island County Park would absolutely be in that top five. I loved it there. We had a magical Charleston vacation there. We did have Maggie with us. And the dog park at James Island County Park is huge.
Yeah.
Now, I want to clarify, it's not right at the campground. It is in the county park.
Right.
You have to drive to it.
Yes. Yeah, so,
you could probably take a walk there. But
I think we rode our bikes.
Wouldn't be a short walk, though.
Yeah, it's over in another area. The county park's big, and just all of the amenities in the park are like a little bit of a ways away from the campground. The campground itself is fairly simple without a lot of the amenities, but that's what makes it so nice there. This is another one of those ones where Maggie can run around in the sand and swim, and that's what makes her really happy.
So it's on the water.
Splashing in the water. They do have the whole like alligator thing down there.
I know, but no, it doesn't. It does make me nervous.
Everybody else had their dogs.
Nobody seems to be bothered by it. I mean, we kept a close eye. But you might you got to consider that.
Didn't go out too far. I don't know. The whole alligator thing. We're not from alligator country, so for us it's always just a little bit odd.
But
like y'all are sitting here and there's alligators. I don't know.
The dog park though is like the size of a tiny campground.
Yeah,
you don't have to go up near the water.
And they also have the wash stations there too, so you can bathe your dog off like with the hose right after they go swimming and everything.
Now, one tip: locals do come here. There's kind of a big crowd here in afterward. So if you bring your dog up here at like 5 o'clock, there's going to be a lot of people there because it's not just the campground people that are using it. It's people from all over James Island. So you might want to avoid that time period unless you want to go when there are tons of dogs to play with.
Yeah, unless if your dog cares about other dogs, which ours doesn't.
Yeah, but she just, all her love is for us.
Yes.
Okay.
Love for us.
The next recommendation, the Williams Exit 167 Circle Pines KOA in Williams, Arizona. So this KOA is just 4 miles away from Williams, which is a really cool, fun, funky, you know, out west kind of town. It's about an hour away from the Grand Canyon. So this KOA makes a great base camp for exploring the region, and it's great for dog owners because they have multiple dogs. They have three dog parks here. Okay. So again, they're going out of their way to make this super pet friendly. And as Stephanie mentioned, every KOA has to have a dog park. They have three. All right. And it's also nice and shady, which made me pick this one because if you're traveling out west, you're in Arizona and you have a dog, it's going to be hard to find shade at a lot of places. This entire campground is pretty darn shaded. So I think it makes a nice place to bring your pup.
All right. And the last one that we are going to highlight, again, we're particular about this because our personal dog loves them, another Bay Beach that Maggie just goes wild for. The Cape Charles Chesapeake Bay KOA in Cape Charles, Virginia.
And again, it doesn't really look like a dog park. They just have a section of their Bay Beach that's designated for dogs to swim and play.
This is even better for us than Massey's Landing because actually, like, they just have their Bay Beach and part of it is for dogs, is dog friendly. So it's not like a dog park. It's just you can have your dog on the beach. And so like Maggie loves to go to the beach for the day with us. And it's really hard. Like in New Jersey, there's a lot of beaches that she can't come on. Most of it, we have to go down to.
There's only one place we can take her.
No, that's not true. There's the dog beach in Manasquan.
Oh,
it's
true.
Just more crowded than we particularly like, right? So like we go all the way down to Island Beach State Park in New Jersey, which is a little bit of a hike.
It's more of a southern thing to get the dogs on the beach and allow the dogs.
Yeah,
on the
but
beach.
She just will lie there in the sand, happy as can be, like for hours,
and play in the water like crazy.
Yeah.
And the other nice thing here is you get low tide and
right.
you get sandbars, and she can walk out sometimes for 100 yards with us while we're playing catch or playing frisbee, and it's a perfect place to bring Maggie. And there was both of these Camp Massey's Landing and the Cape Charles KOA were both owned by the same company. Mm-hmm. I don't think they are anymore. I think Massey's is owned by Sun, but they both put that emphasis on having really great dog parks.
They started with that right away.
Right off the bat. So, Stephanie, what's your favorite thing about camping with Maggie?
That's a hard question. I mean, like, for me, I know my favorite thing about having Maggie is that, like, she keeps me active and outdoors even more so on a regular day-to-day basis, right? They say don't get a trainer, like, get a dog, right? Because, like, I walk her every day. And it's the same thing at the campground. Like, there's something really nice about starting off every single day I take her. She loves going for a really long walk at the campground. And it's almost like the way that I always go around a campground, get to know a campground at first. So that's just kind of like me and her, like, personal thing, because nobody else really walks her in the family except for me. But that's a whole other issue.
Not that she's trying. That's because you have made it your thing. You act like it's a negative thing about us, but you have claimed that.
I also happen to just think that pets are just amazing for kids. I grew up with pets in my life all the time, multiple pets. There was cats and dogs and rabbits and blah, 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 blah. And I just think it makes, like, a difference in a life. And I actually think that for the boys, like, that she is, like, this constant companion for them, almost like bringing home on the road. Like, there's something – they do not like traveling without her. They get really homesick for her.
Yeah, there's the occasional trip where we, like, fly somewhere or do a cabin and she can't come.
When we go to Disney World, we don't bring her.
It's kind of like a downer.
They really miss her.
Disney World, they get over it, but all the other places, they don't.
By the end,
my favorite thing about camping with her is that I really feel like she's watching over our family and protecting us at all times. Like, at night, she just kind of, like, takes her position next to one of the boys in bed, and she's like our security system.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not even that I'm, like, sitting in the campground, like, scared or worried. It's just more like just this feeling of love that comes from her, that she cares about all of us and wants to make sure we're all safe.
Yeah, so. She definitely is not a barky dog. Let me tell you something. Something's out there. She's barking.
Yeah, she only barks when she's supposed to.
Yep, exactly.
So hopefully we'll see you at one of these awesome campgrounds for dogs.
All right, see you at the campground. A big thank you for listening to this episode of the RV Atlas.
And a big thank you to our sponsors, to Jayco, the Thetford Corporation, Go Power, Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts, and RV Snappad.
To find out more about the topics discussed in this show, visit thervatlas.com.
And to join the friendliest group of RVers, join us over at the RV Atlas group on Facebook.
See you at the campground.
We'll see you at the campground.